Number 10,068, Harvey and Betty Warrington, north of Road 40, 1,350 feet west of Road 42. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home on less than 10 acres.
Name and address.
Betty Warrington, 14131 Redden Road, Charlotte.
Ms. Warrington, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give?
Good evening, ma'am. You're here requesting to retain a mobile home on a medical hardship?
Well, no, sir.
Home on less than 10 acres, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm reading it wrong.
The mobile home was placed on a 12-acre parcel that is a poultry farm.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I wish to sell the poultry farm, but we wish to maintain the mobile home and a 0.88 acre lot for the tenant that has helped us grow our chickens ever since we have had it since 1989. We do not wish to displace her. We prefer to keep her, you know, in a home without her having to leave the the area. So the request is to, because the mobile home is in 1990, we can't afford to put a new one in there, or one that would be within the 10-year time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So we wish to keep the one that is there and set it on a separate lot so we can sell the poultry farm, but she can maintain a residence.
Okay.
So this is the parcel that you're subdividing is more than 3/4 of an acre?
I believe the survey that Mr. McCann did for us says it's 0.88.
0.88.
Yes.
So wouldn't this be a variance request for a unit older than 5 years?
Is what it should have been.
No,
that's
well,
what we turned it in as, or I thought I did anyway.
Yeah, but she's going to split the less than 10 acres. She's trying to get a...
Well, it's allowed to be on 3/4.
Right. Mm-hmm. But she's trying to... Aren't you splitting the ground?
No. We are only going to take off a little less than an acre. So the mobile home can stay.
Single wide.
No, it is a double wide. But it is 1990 rather than anything newer.
So the request should probably be for an older unit as opposed to.
Or you can ask to retain the mobile home on that property.
Okay.
Either way, you can do it. The way she's asking now, yes.
It works.
She was coming in the other way, just cold.
Still be, yeah.
It would be yes.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Okay. All right. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
You're selling your house and the chicken houses.
No, we would only be selling the poultry farm itself, which would wind up being a little over 11 acres or less than 11 acres, probably 10 point something, once we take the acre or less off for the tenant.
Okay. How long has the tenant been with you, say?
Since 1989, as far as raising our chickens, and she worked with us when we had a convenience store, so she's been with us 21 years, and we want to provide a proper home for her.
So it would be a hardship for her, too.
Yes.
Yeah, hardship if you didn't. Okay, Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 10,068. It's a minimum variance to full relief and not alter sense of character of the neighborhood.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,068. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
Case number